Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, folks, and welcome to Typology, the show on which we explore the human personality through the lens of the Enneagram. My name is Anthony Skinner, producer and co-host. So happy to have you here, folks. I'm thrilled we get to bring this particular podcast to you. Actually, it's a series of three podcasts. And let me give you a little background on this. A few years ago, when we were kind of in the depths of COVID, Ian and I took quite a bit of time and talked through the Enneagram and stress. And we actually went through each type, type one, two, three, all the types, and went through how each type deals with stress and some things you can do to mitigate stress, to be aware of your stress and how to handle it. We started thinking there's a lot going on right now in the world. People are feeling a lot of pressure. People are experiencing stress. And we thought no better time than to revisit the Enneagram and stress than right now. So here's what we're doing. We put together all of that work that we did, and we're dividing them up into three sections, type 1 through type 3, type 4 through type 6, and type 7 through type 9s. So our first week was 1s, 2s, and 3s. Last week was 4s, 5s, and 6s. This week, types 7, 8, and 9. You'll hear some references to COVID because we recorded this at a time when COVID was at its height. But really, the point isn't COVID or what's going on in the world at any given time. The point is Enneagram and stress. How does each type deal with stress and some things we can do to mitigate and move through stress? So where you hear the COVID references, just apply them to whatever is going on right now. Makes sense? So glad that you're here today. Type 7s, type 8s, and type 9s. Hey, glad you're here. That's it for me, Anthony Skinner. And now, without any further ado, here is the host of our show, Ian Cron.
Anthony Skinner!
Ian Cron, how are you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing really well, in part because today I'm wearing my softies.
You caught up to me now. You were making fun of me before, because I'm in my pajamas, but now you've joined me.
I mean, softies. That's what our family calls it. Now, it's not pajamas.
Okay.
Because that's a whole different deal. But it's not like real clothes. It's softies. It's like stuff that you don't wear very much outside the house, but it's so soft and like cocoon feeling. And my hat, I guess, thank God we're no longer in the days of velour jumpsuits, you know, or like track suits, like Tony Soprano look.
I just was watching, what's his name, Sebastian Maniscalco or whatever, that comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Great physical comedian. And he was talking about, he goes, what's with the airports? He goes, people are showing up in their pajamas. Like, they're like, rolled out of bed and like, they're at the airport.
Okay, so the other day I had to put a pair of jeans on, and it's been a long time since I've worn a pair of jeans, and now I call them my hard pants. I'm putting on my hard pants.
That's hilarious. Well, hey, today,
yes,
we're on to the enthusiasts, the sevens.
Speaking of comedians.
Nice segue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The enthusiasts, we're going to talk to them today about how they can become more skillful, compassionate, helpful, the best expression of themselves as they, you know, many of them live in quarantine or are sequestered in the house right now with other people. And how can they not only help the people they live with, but also just be of service to the world in general, right?
I was just talking with our buddy, Chris McClarney, who was actually in quarantine for 3 weeks. He was on a gig. He got exposed.
quarantined with his family. He just got out. He said he was climbing the walls. So.
Oh, and he is such a seven.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us about sevens a little bit.
Well, here's an interesting piece of trivia for the day.
Yeah.
Did you know that the word enthusiast or enthusiasm comes from two Greek words, en meaning in and theos meaning God, which roughly translates to full of God?
Wow. That's amazing.
Right. And I love that because I love telling sevens that when you are the best expression of yourself, when you are rightly oriented to the universe, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are self-aware and aligned, right? That's what you are. You're full of God. That's the joy that and the life, the energy that you bring to the world.
That's beautiful. It makes so much sense. So what might be some of the challenges that our sevens are experiencing during this current crisis?
Yeah. So when they're not doing so well, or even as a pattern in general, mm-hmm. sevens don't like it when people or institutions tell them what to do, like the government, for example. they don't like it when people place limitations on them or when they're placed in situations where they feel stuck or bored without options or without escape plans, which mm-hmm. is, of course, how even non-sevens feel right now. But right. sevens, man, when they get in that space, they'll eat your house down to the studs.
So what can sevens do in this new normal?
Yeah. Well,
give us a few tips.
Yeah. So as you know, sevens rarely live in the present moment. And mm-hmm. that is because they believe that this minute, this moment, this present moment doesn't contain the joy and the satisfaction that they want. It's always the next moment that contains the satisfaction they want. And it's always the next moment that is going to have all the shimmer and joy and adventure that they really, really desire. They have it's an insatiable appetite for it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So Anthony, and I know that you do it and I do it. It's not easy, but we both do. Every Enneagram type needs to develop a mindfulness meditation practice for lots of reasons. One is to learn how to be in the present moment. So how can any type learn to develop that inner neutral witness that can help them observe, monitor, and regulate the way that they act, think, and feel from moment to moment? If they haven't strengthened that attentional muscle in their mind, that pretty much is what meditation does, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
On top of that, sevens really need to do this. And this is a harder deal for sevens than any other type, actually, because sevens have racing monkey mind. So, and they're physically not agitated, but they're caffeinated. You know what I mean? They're like carbonated people, right?
Right.
Like
right.
Chris, wow. like Chris, that. He's kind of carbonated, right? So to ask them to sit for, a meditation practice while their mind is racing, and you're saying to them, calm your thoughts, focus on your breath, try to let your thoughts go. I mean, to a seven, that's a huge challenge.
Okay?
So, but if they do it, it will calm their monkey mind. It will increase their ability to focus. It will slow down the racing mind that they suffer all day long. You know, I have a friend of mine who's a seven, and he took ADHD medication for years and years and years and years. And then he developed a mindfulness meditation practice and was able to actually get off of that medication.
Wow, now, that's amazing.
Now, I'm not saying, to be clear, and I am not encouraging people to make their own decisions about prescription drugs or you know, if you are legitimately ADHD or whatever, I'm just telling you.
Of course.
I think I think a lot of people, if they could do it in concert with their physician, could see some real, real benefits, sevens in particular. Now, so tip, go and download the Headspace app. Do you have Headspace?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Love it.
So a great way to learn meditation. The second way you can do it is if you can't afford Headspace because it costs a little dough. You could just go to lionsroar.com, lionsroar.com. It's a Buddhist magazine, but it's kind of Buddhist light. You know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And just look up articles on how to begin a mindfulness practice, meditation practice. And that'll really help a seven be their best selves for themselves and others during this really stressful time.
Great. How about another tip? Oh, you got one.
Second.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Second tip. It's a little bit more fuzzy, but equally important. The sevens have to learn how to practice acceptance. Mm. That's a spiritual discipline, acceptance. It's what I had to learn early on in my recovery, was acceptance.
Okay.
Acceptance for the sevens means they need to accept that life is difficult. It comes with the standard equipment of pain, suffering, loss, and, important word, deprivation. Because sevens often feel like a hole in their soul of like I'm deprived, so I have to gluttony. I have to go out and I have to feel this feeling of deprivation and make it go away. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they just have to learn how to accept that this is reality. Life is full of uncomfortable feelings, circumstances, and to live with that posture of acceptance. Did you ever read Scott Peck's book, The Road Less Traveled?
Sure, yep.
If you haven't read it, this is a good book for everyone to read during this little break, okay? It's an old classic, but I love how he starts it. The opening lines, and this is an abridged version of it. Listen to this. He says, life is difficult. Once we truly know, understand, and accept that life is difficult, then life is no longer difficult. Because once it is accepted, the fact that life is difficult no longer matters.
That's good. That is good.
So, I mean, how do you do that? You know, it's this constant reminder through the day. I am not in control. I have to accept things the way they are. And the more I resist, the more intense my suffering will be.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
That's just the physics of the spiritual universe. I believe
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you know, same.
Okay. No, you want a third one?
Number three, yeah.
Okay, so sevens are what's called self-referencing types. Well, what does that mean? In other words, they're one of the types that tends to pay more attention to their own feelings, desires, you know, what they want to do, rather than the feelings and desires of others. Okay? They just tend to more naturally focus on their own. So if you're stuck in a house with other people and you're a seven, what I want you to do is try to recognize, serve the wants and desires of others more than your own.
That's a good practice for all of us.
For all of us, but particularly for sevens who are self-referencing.
Yes, okay? That's good.
Now, you know that sevens are all about adventure, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what the greatest adventure of all is, I think?
Tell us.
Learning to love other people.
Agreed. That's good.
And so sevens who love adventure, that's the greatest one of all.
That's good. That's good. And a good word to go out on.
Yes, sir.
So we have our three tips. And yep. Sevens, we love you. We wish you well during this season.
Oh, yeah. I'm living in a house with a seven right now, and I adore him.
My middle is a seven, and she lights the house up.
Yep, and sometimes they burn it down.
Well, thanks for these tips, Ian.
Man, I love this series. I really do. It's been awesome. So helpful to me. So much love, everybody. Yep. See you when we talk about eights next on this series that we call the Enneagram and Stress Quarantine.
See ya.
Hey Hey, everybody. If you've been listening to Typology very long, you know that I am a huge believer in the intensive counseling programs at Restoring the Soul in Denver, Colorado. So I am super excited to tell you that now through the end of 2023, Restoring the Soul is offering special discounts to Typology listeners.
Woo-hoo!
So if you are at a place in your life where you are really wanting to press into those challenging personal or relational issues that keep you from the life you want to be living, listen to me. If you are in a season where personal or relational brokenness is weighing you down, now is the perfect time to contact Restoring the Soul. My longtime friend, and I'm talking 35 years, friends, Michael Cusick and his team of world-class therapists have created an intensive counseling process where you don't have to wait months or even years to find the personal or relational healing you need. Instead, you meet with them in half-day blocks over 1 or 2 weeks so you can get unstuck from the place you are to where you want to be. Now, Anthony, you have done one of these intensives with Michael Cusick and Restoring the Soul, right?
Oh, man, I have. I love Michael. I got to be with him for a week. For me, he's like a counselor meets spiritual director, and I would say he has razor sharp perception, and he uncovered some things for me that were life-changing.
I love that. So tell people about this incredible offer.
Yeah, this is great. So right now, there's a special offer for Typology listeners only. Restoring the Soul is offering $1,000 off any counseling intensive that is booked before the end of the year and $2,000 off the regular price if you book and attend a counseling intensive in 2023.
No.
Yes.
All right, so that's $1,000 off any intensive that's booked before the end of the year and $2,000 if you attend one of their programs in 2023.
Yes, amazing. That's a huge break.
That is a huge, huge break. So listen, friends, take advantage of this amazing opportunity by contacting Restoring the Soul at www.restoringthesoul.com. That's www.restoringthesoul.com.
Anthony Skinner, good to see you again, man.
Good to see you, Ian. I'm happy that we're together with another episode today.
Yes, another episode of the Enneagram and Stress Quarantined.
And today we're talking about the challengers, the eights.
God bless them. Yeah, we're going to talk about eights, the challengers. And as has been the case with every other number, what we're trying to do here is help each type during a time of stress and crisis, unlike any we've ever known, at least in my lifetime, right?
Yes.
How to be their most skillful, helpful, most compassionate expression of themselves, particularly when you're living in tight quarters, unable to leave very often, you know, stuff can go wrong.
And I love this. Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, I love this. Love that we're doing this. Could you tell us a little bit about eights to begin with, maybe?
Yeah, so you know that my mother and my daughter are eights, and I love both of them dearly. I called my 92-year-old mother the other day to ask her if she had been attacked yet by the, you know, the coronavirus, and she goes, "It wouldn't dare."
I have to say, so we've talked about your mother a few times on the show. I have had the privilege of meeting your mother, and that is not an exaggeration. She's a force, even the voice.
Even the voice. And my daughter, Kaylee, she came up with a line the other day. Because, you know, eights can be wicked funny, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when they're healthy, they're arguably, in a social setting, the most popular number on the Enneagram when they're healthy. People love to be around healthy eights. Kaylee's a healthy eight. She had a great line today. We were having one of those playful disagreements with lots of banter. And you know, after a while, I said something and she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry if I pushed all your buttons. I was looking for mute." I mean,
that is hilarious.
That's pure fun, eight, kind of aggressive, in your face fun,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, that's what they're like in good times.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us what challenges they might be dealing with during some of this stressful season?
Yeah, well, when eights aren't in a good space, when they're on autopilot, they're not self-aware, they can really be hell on wheels. So remember, eights are what we call self-extending personalities. They're commanding. These are people who need to be in control. They're very expansive. Do you know what I mean by that? Yeah, in other words, their energy is very expansive. And oftentimes it's too intense for the situation, right? So energy, like what would I say? You know how light throws out at a certain distance, right? Throws out light. Like when it comes to energy, they're like spotlights, you know, they're like gigantic energy, light flying all around them. It's fantastic. But that means that sometimes they can walk into a room where you're sitting and have been sitting for several hours watching television, and they take over. Like next thing you know, they've got the remote in their hand. They're offering unsolicited opinions. Their stuff ends up kind of being everywhere. You start to feel like an occupying army has taken over the space.
Right, right. That's a good description. Yeah.
Yeah, and that doesn't go over well in crowded quarters. Mm-hmm. Right, with all that energy. So, I often tell eights, be self-aware about how expansive and self-extending you are.
That's so good.
Try to bring the energy in a little bit. Be aware that your larger-than-life presence can take over whole spaces. Mm-hmm. So make space for other people's energy. Like just, you know, constrain it just a little bit, right? Because otherwise they can become really demanding and kind of pushy. And like I said, and I think it's an important phrase, they use more energy than is needed for a situation.
Oh, that's so good.
Just more energy than they need.
So how about, as we've done in the past, two or three tips for the eights during this season?
Yeah, so the first one I'd say is I think people feel more defenseless today than ever before. They feel less in control, more at the mercy of this virus, you know, something that they can't even see. You know, I was thinking today, you know, we lost Joe Diffie, a great country singer and writer recently to coronavirus. John Prine is very sick. Mm-hmm. You know, we read this stuff in the papers and hear it on the news, and we just feel defenseless, right? So I would tell eights, don't judge yourself or other people as being weak when they share tender, vulnerable feelings. Eights can sometimes judge people for sharing feelings because they interpret it as weakness, right? So I want them to broaden their definition of courage and strength to include vulnerability, because in life, what really requires courage is vulnerability. I mean, vulnerability requires more courage than just about anything,
right?
So mutual expressions of support. Don't be afraid to share your feelings. And what that does is it creates so much, it just brings so much oxygen back into relationships and into a room when people are honest that way.
Yeah. Number two.
Well, as one Enneagram writer wrote, eights are great when they surrender to the joys of the simple things in life. Okay.
Tell us more about
because
that. Yeah.
Well, because they just have this incredible ability to enjoy with gusto the wonderful little things of life. So let me give you an example of this. My daughter Kaylee is a world class cook.
Okay.
And she can go into a kitchen full of leftovers, and by the way, she goes in the kitchen, self extending personality. You do this, you do that. I got this. You do that. You know what I'm saying? Like suddenly, yeah. I'm on an episode of Master Chef. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, knives are going like this, you know, and, you know, grinding, and the blender's going over here. And don't right. do it like that. The onions are, you're burning the onions. I mean, you know, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But then she comes up with this beautiful feast. She loves food, and she loves preparing it, and she loves to see other people enjoy the culinary art gift that she has. And when you do that in tight quarters, when you bring that joy of simple living, being together around a round table, not everybody going off to watch television to kind of escape reality. It's like, no, let's come together. Let's eat. Let's love. And that's a wonderful thing to do in tight quarters for eights.
I love that. Let's give us one more before we go out.
Yeah, this one's simple. So when sequestered, you know, in a house for long periods of time, eights have to be careful that they don't fall into excessive behaviors, right? We all know that the one of the things that eights struggle with is they're excessive. They do everything to the nth squared degree, right? they overwork, they overeat, they overexercise, they over this, they just do everything in a way that, you know, as one friend of mine told me, the phrase he heard growing up more than anything else was, "You're too much." And sometimes, you know, they will, it's true. So they have to be careful they don't fall into excessive behaviors to fend off boredom.
Okay.
To fend off boredom. Because all that gusto can run riot and create tension for people who have less stamina. Like I got two nines in our lives. They got less stamina than eights, right? And so, you know, they just have to be careful that they don't fall into too much excess, too much drinking, eating, whatever, you know? And I think if they do these three things, now remember, this is the whole point of this series. If they do these three things, they will contribute to creating an environment in which people can really flourish, not just cope in a time of stress when we're all quarantined and just dealing with something we've never dealt with before. And eights more than any other number you want in your mix at a time like this, because when they're good, they're courageous, they're decisive, they're open-hearted, they're energetic, and they have a deep capacity for loving other people when they're healthy. And that's what we need.
That's a good one to go out on.
Yes, it is.
Well, we're grateful to all of you eights out there. We're grateful for you. And like Ian said, we need your presence and need you to show up to yourselves during this time, your leadership and your love and your life that you offer to all of us. So we're grateful for you. Challengers out there, much love from us here at Typology, Ian and myself. And we'll see you next episode. We're talking about the peacemakers.
Ooh, love them.
See ya.
Hey, Ian, I know you've been traveling quite a bit lately.
You know, Anthony, I have. I've been on a few trips this past month and another one coming up in just over a week. It's a pretty busy season right now.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've always found it difficult to find something quick and healthy to eat while moving through airports. How do you keep your energy up?
All right, so listen, if I'm going to get up super early, I'm not always ready for breakfast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I like something kind of grab and go. But it's got to be something healthy and convenient without all the sugar and the junk, or I'm going to crash halfway through the day, you know?
I hate all the sugar stuff.
So I recently, check this out, found this new plant-powered protein bar called Mosh. I love that I can throw just a few in my bag and always have something healthy on hand while I'm traveling or just during the week doing my regular life. Each bar includes 12 grams of a blend of soy and pea and pumpkin protein, and it's made with ingredients that support brain health, you know, like ashwagandha and lion's mane and collagen and omega-3s. And here's the good news, at only 170 calories, 1 gram of sugar, and 7 grams of fiber, Mosh plant-powered bars are the perfect way to start my day right. And Mosh protein bars were mindfully formulated by some of the top neuroscientists and functional medicine folks to include 7 brain nutrients and superfoods.
Wow. Okay. All in a plant-based protein bar. But here's the big question. How do they taste?
Well, my good friend, there are 3 different flavors. There's apple cinnamon oatmeal, there's banana bread, and there's peanut butter chocolate.
Oh.
I like them all, but the banana bread bread with banana bits and their signature brain blend is my go-to right now. They don't taste like overly sweet or leave a weird aftertaste like some other bars I've tried. I mean, they're just awesome.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. I just looked it up and placed my own order, but why don't you tell our listeners where they can get their own Mosh Bars?
Sure. Hey, everybody, if you want to nourish your body and mind with the fuel it needs most, Mosh's plant-powered bars will keep your brain and body fit, fueled, and feeling good so you can start your day right. Just head to moshlife.com/typology podcast to save 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count plant-based trial pack. That's 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count plant-based trial pack, which includes 2 of each mouth-watering flavor. moshlife.com/typology podcast.
Ian, how are you doing today?
I am well, Anthony. I got up this morning. Uh-huh. I went to Whole Foods. My wife must have watched the movie Contagion, because whenever she goes to Whole Foods now, she wears a huge mask. She was wearing, you know, her blue sunglasses,
yeah,
and blue latex gloves. And Whole Foods. No, seriously, I thought she looked like she just walked out of an operating theater. I'm like,
she just delivered a calf. Large animal vet just delivered a calf.
Seriously, I'm walking around the store, and every time she would like come toward me, I was like, I don't know you.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Well, we're not going to get sick.
I was going to say, we're finishing up our series on how each Enneagram type can be their most compassionate, skillful, integrated, helpful selves during this hard season that we find ourselves in, where we're walking into grocery stores with rubber gloves and masks. And today we end on the peacemakers, which is a good one to go out on.
It's a really good one to go out on. You know, I'm so grateful to have 2 9s in my life, my wife and my daughter, at this season of crisis, right? Mm-hmm. When lots of us are sequestered in homes, maybe with other people, family members, roommates, and to have a 9 in the mix, man, is a balm to the soul. You know, they are accepting, they're service oriented. They'll do stuff for you without requiring credit for it. You know, and when people start rubbing each other the wrong way, which can happen in this season, they're who you want around. You know, like let me give you an example of this. Like when I go into one of my weird, panicked, anxious states, which, as you know, happens on a semi-regular basis, I'll just call my daughter Maddie, and just to hear her soothing voice, I mean, it is so calming that I don't even think 10 milligrams of Xanax would make me feel as easygoing as Maddie's voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're good to have around right now. So uncertain times, let's have some 9s.
Totally. I want to give a shout out to our good friend Randy Williams. He does that for me, and Jess Cates, 2 dear friends that are 9s here in Nashville, friends of ours. And they're always, they always have your back. It's always comforting to, like, as you say, to have a 9 in your corner. So why don't you give us a little bit of a description of some of the challenges that the 9 might run into during this this time we find ourselves in?
Yeah, well, like every type, they're going to have challenges, and these are red flags. So when the 9 begins to see this red flag run itself up the pole, they need to stop and go, "What's happening? You know, okay. What's happening?" Unskillful 9s, unhealthy 9s, can be more ambivalent and indecisive than they already sort of innately are, right? They become a little too don't rock the boat, a little too go with the flow. They hold back their own opinions and viewpoints when we really most need to hear them right now, right? Right. And they can become more self-forgetting and spacey than they often are. You know, they go up into the inner sanctum and you'll see them kind of check out, you know, So that's one thing that one a number of things among others that can begin to happen to nines under stress.
So we want the nines, as we want all numbers, to flourish during this time. So as we've done in the past, and I just want to encourage anyone who's watching this video, you can go back to all the previous episodes, and you give 2 to 3 tips for each Enneagram number during this time. And so let's do that for the nines today. Why don't you give us 2 or 3 tips on how they can flourish during this season?
So, you know, the defense mechanism for nines, sometimes it's called self-narcotization, which is actually just a fancy word for numbing.
Okay.
Numbing, right? So nines can check out sometimes. They'll check out by spinning on habits over, doing things over and over again, you know, turning to familiar solutions repeatedly, even ones that don't really work, you know. They'll become passive. They may lay on the couch and binge on too much Netflix, which, if you stop to think about it, that's every number on the Enneagram right now. So I guess at one level we're all nines. But nines can really go there, right? They may start to be eating sleeves of Oreos and just checking out, you know. Now it's important to know why they're doing this. It's to dampen unacknowledged anger. This is the checkout, okay? There's a purpose. There's method behind this madness, okay? And what they want is to dampen unacknowledged anger and desires, you know? Okay. Why? Because they so value inner peace and tranquility, okay? And if you call them out on this, they may get defensive and say, you know, I'm really just relaxing. And then you have to go back to them and say, no, you're numbing. And there's a difference, right?
That's good.
If any message needs to get through to nines right now is we need engaged, not disengaged people.
That's good.
If you're living, you know, you're living in a home with a lot of other people or roommates or whatever the case may be, we need you to be engaged, not disengaged from us.
And it's always, well, it can be an extremely helpful theme when nines show up. We've talked about that in past episodes as well. So let's move on to number two. Tip number two, can you tell us a little more?
Yeah. So problems can arise when nines begin to habitually agree with the agendas and the desires of others, okay? And then they'll begin to passively express their anger about feeling controlled by people with viewpoints and opinions and become resentful, but you won't see it, okay, right? Because the way it'll come out is with passive aggressive energy.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. We need honest peacemakers who openly express viewpoints, opinions, and their desires and their wants. We can't afford to have, and I'm going to use a strong word here, but I'm going to use it for, well, I'm going to use it because it's true. Passive aggressive anger is toxic. And when you're feeling trapped in a house and somebody's leaking it, it creates more disharmony than the nine actually is trying to secure. You know, in other words, if a nine would just come right out and tell you what they wanted and desired, rather than just give in to what you wanted and desired, down the road, they would have less conflict.
Right, right.
Than if they had just come out in the beginning and said what they wanted.
Right, that's good.
So we need honest peacemakers who are openly expressing themselves. You know, if they do that, if they're their best selves, man, they're arguably the greatest asset in the world in these uncertain times. Because by nature, mm-hmm, when they're well, they embody the prayer of Julian of Norwich: "All shall be well. All shall be well. All manner of things shall be well." So when they're in that space and it's legit, mm-hmm, what more do we need?
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on to our last tip.
Oh, there's another one.
Give us something to go out on.
Yeah. So I think nines can transcend the limitations of their type when they maintain sustained wakefulness. So that sounds a little woo-woo, airy-fairy. And I understand. I think nines will know what I mean. When they're not kind of moving through the world mechanistically on autopilot, just going along with the flow, just almost being just constantly self-forgetting, they can transcend all that when they wake up. It's like nines periodically should have a little note come up on their Apple Watch or their, you know, on their phone, you know, like that says, wake up. And they need to learn how to love and support themselves as much as they love and support other people. And I think one of the ways they can do that is by erecting healthy boundaries and exercising their right to express their needs and their wants.
Okay.
Because in this day and age, honesty really is the best policy.
It's a good one to go out on.
Thank you.
Well, yes. Thank you for giving us these tips through all nine numbers. I want to, again, encourage people to go back and find your number, and not just your number, but find those numbers that reflect the people in your family. And I think this is a really helpful tool to help us navigate, like you've said, a really challenging time for us all. But again, as you've said through multiple episodes, the most important thing is that we do love ourselves and that we really do love one another, right?
Oh, man. Yeah. And let me close with this. Huston Smith, or Houston Smith, I should say, was the great teacher of world religions, an absolute genius. His textbook on world religions is still used years after his death. And at 93 years old in a nursing home, during an interview, someone once asked him the question, after 70 years of studying every world religion, traveling around the world, sitting at the feet of great spiritual masters, what's the one thing that you've come to believe about God and the universe? And he thought for a moment, 93 years old, he said, we're in good hands.
Wow. That's good.
So that's, I want good. Everyone to know that we're in good hands.
That's a good benediction. Very good.
Peace, brother. I love this series, Enneagram and Stress, Quarantined. What a blast. Thanks for going on that journey with me, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Love you, Ian. Peace.
Love you too. Bye.
Hey, folks. Thanks again for joining us on Enneagram and Stress. Hope you enjoyed this series all the way from Type 1s through Type 9s. This program, of course, Types 7s, 8s, and 9s. If you missed the first program, which is 1 through 3s, you can go back and listen to that. And then last week's was Type 4s through 6s. So glad you joined us. Hope this helped you in this stressful time. Grace and peace. See ya.